Please, come in. Have a seat. Is this your first time being called into my office? Then we should get the formalities out of the way, shouldn't we? I'm the head of human resources. I'm Brittany. And you're Mr. Notice how I didn't use your name? That's because personnel in this office have names. The people who work here? People in my computer have names. You? Well, I don't know if you'll be working here after our meeting, so for now, you're just Mr. to me. You don't seem fazed by this. In fact, you seem amused. Amused by the possibility of being terminated, which I more or less expected. It's that cocky attitude of yours that landed you in my office, actually. That and your behavior, which is totally inappropriate for the workplace. What do I mean, inappropriate? Take your behavior right now, for instance. Since you walked in here, you haven't stopped leering at me. Most men content themselves with a quick glance at my cleavage before fixing their gaze on my eyes. But you've practically indulged yourself, looking down my blouse, or up the hemline of my short pencil skirt, at the garter and the hose peeking out from under it, or at my hips and the way my belt cinches above it. Hell, your eyes have barely been above my neck since you walked in. I would remind you that you're here to be chastised, mister. And you should have the decency to avert your gaze, lest you dig yourself deeper. But even looking down, I can see you're eyeing my knee-high leather boots. Does everything turn you on? Is there nothing about me or the position you're in that doesn't cause that bulge in your pants to grow? Yeah, I noticed. Since you don't seem to be taking your situation seriously, I have something to show you. Something that might put a dent in that cocky front you put up. If you would please direct your attention to my computer screen. Look familiar? That's right, it's the office cubicles. You didn't notice the cameras during orientation last week, did you? Actually, if you read the fine print in your employee agreement, we do have the right to record you. You agreed to many, many interesting things when you signed that dotted line. But we'll get into that. Oh, you seem very serious all of a sudden. Don't worry. I wouldn't bring you here if I didn't think you still had some value to this company. Our visit today may or may not end in termination. You just have to demonstrate remorse and an eagerness to please me. Now, do you see the date stamp on the footage here? This recording was from yesterday. And do you see who's sitting on the corner of the desk, right next to the copier? That's right, it's you. You're 2 for 2. Now, watch who comes to the machine. That's your coworker, Miss Landry. You've described her to your coworkers as... Here, let me read from the complaint. The most fuckable office mouse you've ever seen. In this video, Miss Landry acts shocked at something you've said. She claims that you, quote, offered to fill her to the brim in the janitor's closet. You're not smiling. Can I assume Miss Landry's account is accurate? Can I also assume that you singled her out for a reason? Do perverts like you have an MO? Something about Miss Landry's glasses? Her shy demeanor? Her short, formal dress? Make you want to just flip it up over her waist and make her scream? If she screams, that is. if she doesn't just go still and whimper. She was so shaken by your comment, by the way. I could barely get her to talk. Oh, we're not done. I have another recording. This is Mrs. Starr. Last week, she says that when you passed her cubicle and you saw her idly swatting her thigh with a ruler, you offered to lay across her lap and give her something to spank. You said, and I quote, "If you put me across those thick thighs, I bet my erection would poke all the way to the back." I might remind you, mister, that Mrs. Starr is a mother of two. She can't help the thickness of her legs. And as she's also a single mother, Mrs. Starr is especially sensitive to comments from crude, horny men. Men like you, who would only use Mrs. Starr and her thick thighs, as you put it, to get off. Should I continue? Oh, yes, there's more. Do you recognize this young woman? That's right, her name is Abby. Abby tells me you refuse to learn her name. She says you've exclusively called her Coffee Girl since you started here. Do you know how old Abby is? It should suffice to say, Abby is one of our college interns and is thus an inappropriate age for you to offer, quote, to use your masterful tongue on her little girl parts. I've scanned the footage back to your hiring date. You seem to take special joy in singling out Abby. What is it about a cute young girl blushing at your inappropriate behavior that gets you so excited? Well, do you have anything to say for yourself? Any other office would fire you at the first infraction. You realize that, right? My biggest concern isn't that you felt bold enough to harass the women of an all-female office. My biggest concern is you either didn't think they'd report it, or you didn't care. Men like you infuriate me. You strut, you act shameless, you bluster about your sexual performance, but in the end, you never try to back it up. Why do you look so surprised? That's what I've been trying to tell you. Miss Landry, Mrs. Starr, Abby, that's why they filed complaints. They say you haven't backed up any of your claims. You brag about your endowment, your sexual prowess, your ability to perform cunnilingus. They say you made these lewd offers, but none of it's confirmed. And that's why you're here today. You're in my office so I can verify your claims. And if I can't verify them, I'm gonna have to let you go. Understood? Very good. Now, if you'd like to keep your job, mister, I would suggest standing up and approaching my desk. Since we're in the midst of a labor shortage, I have a lot of work to catch up on. So I'm gonna need you to prove the veracity of your claims while I work on some critical emails. Mm-hmm. Your claims? Let's start with the easiest to debunk. You told Mrs. Starr that you're well endowed? Well, I need to see that. Go on. Pants off, mister. I understand there might be some shyness at play here. I'm not an unreasonable woman. If it would help you reach full arousal, you can rest your balls on my thigh while you stroke yourself. Go on. Put it right here. The heat of my thigh and the softness of my skin in these pantyhose should be enough to get you hard. And just for the sake of this demonstration, you have my permission to look down my blouse. Especially since you're standing over me. Go on. Get hard for me. Show me how big of a man you are. Well, that's not inconsiderable. But we can do better, can't we? Especially after all those claims you've made. I want you to stare at these big, soft tits straining against my white, shiny blouse. The top button is just about to burst. And while you look, I want you to stroke yourself against my thigh. And, mister, if you make me do it for you, I am not going to be nice about it. There. That's a good boy. Keep stroking. I know you're almost fully hard. I can feel your cock smearing pre-cum down my thigh. Getting my pantyhose all messy. I think you can do a little bit better. This test isn't complete until I see you at your absolute height of arousal. Good. You may feel a bit of pressure under your balls as I lift my knee. I can tell by how your cock is jumping against my leg. It is quite pleasurable for you. But I want you to know, it's not strictly for your enjoyment. I'm pressing my knee into your balls, just a little, because I enjoy the blank, slack-jawed look on your face when I do it. Yeah, look at that. Look at how much pre-cum your cock is drooling onto my leg. If you keep going, you're gonna end up staining my skirt. You really are shameless, aren't you? No. Don't stop. Don't you dare stop. I want to feel your cock throbbing against my thigh. I like knowing you can't help yourself. Staring at my big, soft tits while your cock is straining. Stand up. Don't act surprised. Stand up so I can push my chair back. Now, you may notice my workstation can be raised up. To be a standing desk? There's a reason for that. Do you see how this desk is at the perfect height when I'm behind it? Especially if I pull up my skirt and brace my hips against the edge. You like seeing my ass sticking out from the bottom of my skirt. You like seeing your pre-cum dripping down my leg. My lacy black panties disappearing into my slit. Like an arrow for your cock to follow. So, why don't you? That's right. You bragged to Miss Landry about filling her up. Before I let you go back to your cubicle, I need to know you can back up your claim. Go ahead. Pull my panties to the side. Fill me up, mister. Fuck. Is that all? Oh, I can feel you throbbing and hot inside me, but you're holding back, aren't you? What's wrong? Are you afraid you won't measure up? Or are you having trouble? Am I squeezing you too tight? Fuck yeah. That's right. Give me everything. Milk that beautiful cock with this pussy. Reach around me and grab the desk so you can get more leverage. So I can feel how big you really are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to hear the heels of my boots clicking as you fuck me up into my tippy toes. Yeah, right there. You know, your claims might not be as baseless as I thought. Oh, fuck. You're fucking me so deep. I can feel my breath catching. God, yes. You seem to be really enjoying yourself. When you came into my office, I bet you didn't think you'd be fucking the HR manager for your job, did you? Oh, since you're being such a good boy, I'll allow you to reach up and grab my breast. Just one. Just one. So you can feel how it bounces when I'm being fucked so enthusiastically. Oh, fuck. Oh, I might have to call you into my office more often. Have you stand behind me while I work and fuck my stress away. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, wait, 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 pause. Pause, pause. Good boy. I'm actually surprised you take directions this well. What's wrong? You look frustrated, standing there with your cock dripping from my juices. Oh, you thought I'd let you come inside me? Mm-mm. Sorry, mister. You haven't earned that. Not this time. You still have one more outlandish claim to prove. You remember, don't you? When you told Abby about using that masterful tongue of yours on her little girl parts? Well, here's your chance. I want you to get under my desk, slide my panties down to my knees, and demonstrate how you use that tongue. Go on. I like seeing you crawl like that. Now, put one of your hands on my ass and pull my pussy into your mouth. And I want to see your other hand stroking that big, frustrated cock of yours. Be a good boy and get to work. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, yeah, just like that. I'm not gonna say your lewd advances around the office have been justified. Oh, but at least you have some of the qualifications you boast about. Oh, so eager. Oh, is that because you like my taste? My juice is getting all over your face. Is it because you like the feel of my tight ass clenching under your fingers? Oh, you're that desperate to keep your job, are you? Oh, fuck. Yeah, right there. Faster, faster. Yeah, fast licks now. And I want to see you stroking yourself, mister. I can't have you leaving this office with blue balls to go out and harass the girls again, now, can I? If it helps, you can imagine I'm Abby. Imagine you're licking that tight little intern pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can tell you like that. You're making my legs shake. Oh, oh, I can see you dripping onto the floor. Oh, and you're mashing your tongue against my clit. Oh, yeah. Do it again. Do it again, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm close. Oh, I don't want to be here waiting all day for you to finish, too, so I'm going to count to 10. While I count, I want you to eat my pussy like it's a scoop of ice cream. And you're trying to lick it upright again. Yeah, like that. Yeah, lick it like it's melting. Lick it back into the cone. Keep stroking that degenerate cock, too. Oh, I need you to come while I grind my pussy into your mouth. 10. 9. 8. Yeah, that's right. Keep licking. 7. 6. 5. Yeah, keep that up. Keep that up. I might come before you do. 4. 3. 2. 1. Come for me. Oh, come while you eat me. Oh, come now. Aim it into my panties, you fucking pervert. I want to see your hot white seat on my undies. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, yeah, that's so good. Why are you licking harder? That's not fair. That's not fucking fair. Stop. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm going to come again. Fuck. Fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, my God. Double. I didn't hear that claim going around the office. Well, then. If I pull my panties up with your cum inside, like this, it's not about you. I just enjoy the feel of it. Hot and sticky against my skin while I work. And that's not an invitation to make sexually explicit comments toward me either. Nothing between us has changed. You got it? Yes, you're being allowed to return to work, now that your wild claims have been verified. Oh, one more thing. Because of your harassing behavior, you will now be at the sexual disposal of every woman in this office. Whenever one of them wants to relieve some tension, they're to use that monster between your legs. And you must comply without hesitation. Understood? Good boy. Now, back to work.